KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's start our look with some Thursday night wrestling action around the region. Atlantic picked up a couple of victories last night. Atlantic Cam in the quad meet at Denison. Atlantic beat Denison 74-3, and it was Atlantic Downing Harlan 63-12 last night. A number of Atlantic Cam wrestlers had a pair of victories last night, including Cole Hansen at 113. At 126, Chase McLaren, a double winner. Colby Sorensen at 132. Connor Pellett at 145 pounds. Devin Seedlick at 152. Mitchell Williamson wrestling at 160. Drake Roller at 170 pounds. And Zach Stork at 195. All picked up a pair of wins individually last night to help Atlantic to those two victories. Also in that meet, it was Logan Magnolia topping Denison 84-0. Logan Magnolia topping Harlan 51-30. Harlan defeats Denison 60-15. Also in a four-team meet at Red Oak last night, it was Glenwood winning three as they beat Red Oak 44-34. Glenwood over Shenandoah 53-12. Glenwood over Lewis Central 44-26. It was Red Oak over Lewis Central 57-21. Red Oak beating Shenandoah 44-20. And Lewis Central a 44-21 winner over Shenandoah last night. Another four-team meet held up at Kemper Catholic High School saw Creston win three times. Creston beating Clarinda 55-9. Creston down in Kemper Catholic 57-15. And Creston over St. Albert 82-0. Also, it was Clarinda beating Kemper Catholic 44-31. Clarinda over St. Albert 78-6. Kemper Catholic beat St. Albert 51-15. Also in a double duel last night at East Mills, Riverside a pair of victories as they beat East Mills 50-21. Riverside over West Harrison 78-6. East Mills beat West Harrison 30-21. Also a four-team meet held at Adair Casey Guthrie Center High School last night. It was AHSTW beating ACGC 47-24. AHSTW downing Exira EHK 72-12. AHSTW also a winner over Griswold 69-6. ACGC beat Griswold 59-6. It was ACGC over Exira EHK 45-24. Exira EHK topping Griswold 36-24 in that meet last evening. In high school basketball, a few games around the area last night, both boys and girls. Start with girls' scores from last night. Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Lewis Central over Sioux City East, 64-41. Also in a non-conference matchup, Essex in overtime defeats Clarinda, 66-61. Western Iowa Conference action saw AHSTW beat Earlham, 54-32. Also from the corner conference, Stanton over Fremont Mills, 42-37. Sydney beat Nottoway Holt, 60-40. It was South Page over West Nottoway, 53-24 last night. In boys basketball, again, just a handful of scores from last night. From the Hawkeye 10, it was Clarinda stepping out of conference to beat Essex 73-50. Sioux City East knocked off Lewis Central, 74-49. AHSTW of the Western Iowa Conference beat Earlham 69-64. And also in boys' hoops in the corner conference, Fremont Mills over Stanton 60-53. Nottoway Holt topping Sydney 59-52 last night. Just a reminder, we do have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN as Chris will be in Denison tonight. Atlantic will play at Denison in boys. Hawkeye 10 conference play 7:30. Tip time on that contest tonight. You can catch it here live. In college men's hoops, Iowa failed to shut the door, and Nebraska made the Hawkeyes pay. The Huskers rallied late in the at the end of regulation and in the first overtime as they edged the Hawkeyes 93-90 in a double OT game last night. Nebraska's 3-0 in conference play for the first time in 41 years. It was Iowa's second straight overtime game as they fall to 1-2 in the Big Ten.
So you win one, and everybody thinks everything is wonderful, and it's great that we won, and we closed the game out, and obviously that's a positive, but it was not perfect. We had some mistakes in that game, and we've got to learn from that. And then you turn around and come here, and it's the same thing. You lose a game, and you're disappointed, and you know, need to make the teaching points of those mistakes that we're talking about that you know, didn't work at the end of the game, but also remember some of the positive things that happened in the game, and you know, try to keep doing those and cut out the mistakes that we made.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes committed 19 turnovers and came up empty on several opportunities to put the game away.
You know, our defense was, again, not very good down the stretch. It was good at times down the stretch in regulation. It was not good in the overtime periods.
Peter Jock led Iowa with 34 points, but he shouldered the blame for the loss.
I feel like the young guy did pretty good in overtime. Second overtime, you know, they did a good job. It was my fault. You know, I had the two turnovers. I should never have those two turnovers and turnover, and I felt like that was the turnaround for Nebraska to win that game.
Glenn Watson Jr. led the Huskers with 34 points in that contest last night. In top 25 men's college hoops, fifth-ranked Gonzaga remains one of the two undefeated teams in men's hoops. Nigel Williams-Goss scored a career-high 36 points, and the Bulldogs improved to 15-0 by whipping San Francisco 95-80 on the road. Also in the top 25, Bryce Alford scored 16 of his 24 points in the first half and finished with 5 3-pointers in fourth-ranked UCLA's 81-71 victory over California. Dusan Ristic scored 18 points, and 17th-ranked Arizona improves to 14-2 with a 66-56 downing of Utah. Number 19, St. Mary's, was an 81-68 winner over Brigham Young last night. Caleb Swanigan capped his 16-point performance by hitting a free throw with 5 seconds left to push number 20 Purdue past Ohio State 76-75. Also, Jordan McLaughlin scored 15 points as number 25 Southern California beat shorthanded Stanford 72-56 last night. In college football news, Iowa running back Akram Wadley is returning for his senior season. Wadley contemplated turning pro after a breakout junior year in which he emerged as Iowa's most explosive offensive weapon. But the 190-pound Wadley decided that one more season in college, this time as the Hawkeyes' go-to back, would be more beneficial than declaring for the NFL draft. Iowa finished 8-5 after a loss to Florida Monday in the Outback Bowl. Wadley said he met with his parents and laid out the pros and cons and came to the decision it would be best for him to stay at Iowa for his senior year. He said the main three reasons are to earn his degree, to have another year to prepare physically, and not to end his collegiate career on a bad note. He said there's some unfinished business. Wadley ran for 1,081 yards and 10 touchdowns and caught 36 passes with 3 TDs last year, despite splitting carries with departing senior LaShawn Daniels Jr. Wadley will attempt to join Cedric Shaw, Fred Russell, and Liddell Betts as the only Hawkeyes to rush for over 1,000 yards in a season more than once, and if he stays healthy, he'll likely do so. Wadley will be Iowa's returning back with significant experience. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz said Akram has displayed growth and maturity during his career and had an outstanding season in 2016. He said, "We look forward to Akram being a key member of our team in 2017. Joe Mixon may have played his final game for the Oklahoma Sooners. The Oklahoman, ESPN, and other news outlets say the running back will enter the upcoming NFL draft. Mixon set the school's single-season record for all-purpose yards this season with 2,331. He closed out his college career with 180 yards from scrimmage and 2 rushing touchdowns in a 35-19 Sugar Bowl win over Auburn. Mixon was suspended for the 2014 season after punching a woman in the face. His lawyers released video last month of him breaking Oklahoma student Amelia Molitor's jaw and cheekbone in July of 2014. Mixon gave a tearful public apology a week after that video became public. The Florida Gators won't have cornerback Jalen Tabor next season. He decided to skip his final year of college eligibility to enter the NFL draft, where he's expected to be one of the first players chosen. He had 33 tackles, 4 interceptions, and a sack for the Gators, who have already lost cornerback Quincy Wilson, offensive tackle David Sharp, and linebacker Alex Anzalone to the pros. In NFL news, Randy Gregory played just 2 games for the Dallas Cowboys this season, and he won't play anymore for a while. The defensive end has been suspended for at least 1 year following another violation of the NFL's substance abuse policy. Gregory served 4 and 10-game bans for the same infraction during the regular season, keeping him off the field until Week 16. The latest suspension makes him ineligible for this year's playoffs, which start January 15th for the top seed in the NFC. That suspension is for 1 calendar year, meaning Gregory would be eligible for the playoffs without another violation if the Cowboys make it again next season. And in baseball news, the Cleveland Indians have introduced Edwin Encarnacion at a news conference after finalizing a 3-year, $60 million contract with the slugger. Encarnacion averaged 39 homers and 110 RBIs over the past 5 seasons with Toronto. The 3-time All-Star hit 42 homers and drove in 127 runs this last season, helping the Blue Jays make the playoffs for the 2nd straight year. That package includes a $25 million option for 2020 with a $5 million buyout. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.